welcome to Alive. This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and this is our Sunday preparation video. For the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Gospel is Mark chapter 1, 21 through 28. Mark chapter 1, 21 through 28. And let's be honest, brothers and sisters, Satan, he hates you. Satan wants to destroy your calling, your intimacy, and your love of Jesus. And he's going to do everything he can to make that happen. And our gospel passage today reminds us that Satan is active and alive, and if Jesus is there, then Satan's going to do everything he can to take Jesus out of your life. Here's the great thing, though. There sometimes is like this sense of like, I'm afraid of Satan. I'm afraid of what's going to happen in my life, instead of just the exact opposite of, no, I have Jesus. I have nothing to fear. I have Jesus. I receive Holy Communion. I am baptized. Because Jesus defeated the powers of hell, I have nothing to fear. Satan actually has much to fear. His demons have much to fear. And they actually are afraid of you when you possess your faith. However, when you don't possess your faith, they know that you're easy prey. So, the little tiny things that we do in our own life of blessing ourselves with holy water, using blessed salt, making the sign of the cross, saying the prayers of St. Michael the Archangel. These are all really important things. They're powerful things. They're great things. But we have nothing to fear. Our diocesan exorcist, Father Vince Lampert, he always encourages people to realize that stop being afraid. If you have Christ, if you have the Lord, you have nothing to be afraid. So keep your eyes focused on what is important, which is we have Jesus. And within that, even just to think about that, we have diocesan exorcists that go up against Satan, and they're not afraid. So if we're afraid, then we're lacking in our faith, and we need to put our faith where that is at. Today, of course, in our gospel passage, Jesus is going to battle against Satan. As a baptized member of Christ's body, his mystical body, you as well are called to do the same. So in our own lives, we get ready for Lent, which we often, we look at Lent as a time to battle against sin, battle against the devil. We prepare ourselves for it. For that. So on this fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time, let's battle up. Let's get ready. But let's realize who won the victory already. And the victory is Christ's. And he has already won the battle for us. We're just out there making it happen. Have a blessed week. Know that there's questions down below. Get in a small group. Make that happen. And have a blessed week.